from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks. Today, we'll talk about the South Dakota economy with federal farm aid on the way. We'll also look at one college's plans to help affordable housing in Sioux Falls. All that and more here today. It's Tuesday, December 9th. Here are today's stories. One of the year's top stories for farm country, tariffs, continues to challenge the state. With an aid package brewing in Washington, a Midwest economist foresees a complicated beginning to the new year. SDPB CJ Keene reports.
The package announced by President Donald Trump on Monday features $11 billion targeted at crop growers via one-time payments for the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. The remaining billion will go to crop farmers whose products fall outside that program's reach. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says this highlights the complicated legacy of Trump administration trade policy.
That'll help us tide the area over, but again, it's not going to be enough to continue for 2026. We need to see trade resumed. We need to see those sales abroad and exports, and not retaliation. I think this support, I wouldn't call it welfare or a bailout, it's providing support for a sector that's been hurt by political decisions made by the political class.
Goss compiles a monthly index of the Midwestern economy, including the Dakotas. He says this subsidy represents nearly one-tenth of the national farm income and highlights how policy-induced challenges ripple far beyond crop fields.
For example, John Deere, that produces implements for agriculture. It includes the retailer in the city of selling agricultural equipment, which has not been good. Farmers have pulled back considerably on the purchase of agricultural equipment. So it's spilling over into the broader economy.
After a challenging 2025, Goss says he sees a wrongheadedness in the ongoing trade war.
Sometimes business people, in presence of a business person, sees it as a winner and a loser. Well, economists see trade as a winner-winner. Unfortunately, I see this idea that somehow we can grow our own bananas. Do we really want to try to raise our own bananas, all of our own avocados? No, we raise soybean, we raise corn, we raise wheat, we raise beef, and we trade for those items. And that's a good deal for all sides.
Beyond challenges in farm country, Goss says challenges in the housing market will be critical for both home buyers and economy watchers in 2026. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
Affordable housing is a lingering problem in the Sioux Falls area. Southeast Technical College is hoping a new grant can benefit students and address this issue at the same time. The Southeast Technical College Foundation is the beneficiary of a $2 million grant from Wells Fargo to create the Wells Fargo Home Building Lab. Thus far, students have been working on home construction off campus through industry partnerships. The lab creates a way for students to have hands-on learning on campus grounds. Venetia Homan is the Vice President of Academic Affairs at Southeast Tech. She says the intent is creating a living lab that can enhance student learning and in turn benefit South Dakota.
I don't know if immersive is the word, but how we can expose our students to so many different types, whether it be materials or styles or what that looks like and how that's built into the facility, in addition to how we'll be able to, you know, actually build the homes and then focus on some of the commercial side within that lab as well. So I think it will be a very integrated, intentional space, and just thrilled for how many different industry partners this will be able to support, as well as the opportunities it will bring to develop a workforce.
She says once the lab is up and running, the home building lab could expand its use to other programming, such as integrating architectural engineering students. Homan adds the lab gives Southeast Tech more autonomy.
Different learning opportunities built in and be able to get to those kind of in time rather than as available. So just we'll be able to be much more intentional with our curriculum.
That includes giving students greater access to the different aspects of construction. Homan says students will continue to work with the construction industry to address affordable housing shortages in the Sioux Falls community.
With that, we'll continue our partnership with Habitat. They've been great, just great partners for our program throughout. And so we'll build that house inside our lab and then get to move that to a site that they determine.
Construction on the lab begins spring 2026. Homan expects the lab will open in the spring semester of 2027. Folks in northern Sioux Falls might hear some loud booms starting tomorrow. It's part of an effort to keep geese away from the airport. Sioux Falls Animal Control says the Big Sioux River attracts Canadian geese as they migrate south. The river runs right next to the Sioux Falls Regional Airport. Geese can damage airplanes by striking windshields or getting sucked into engines. Animal Control is planning a series of pyrotechnics and sound cannons to scare geese away from the area. Officials say this method is a humane way of keeping geese away and poses no danger to the public. The cannons will will only be used during daytime. A mile underground, the Sanford Underground Research Facility has made another breakthrough in the hunt for dark matter. Researchers on the Lux Zeppelin experiment have just completed analysis of the largest data set ever collected by a dark matter detector. LZ is a collaborative effort housed at CERF, featuring the work of 250 scientists from 37 institutions from around the world. The project detected boron-8 solar neutrinos. Researchers at the lab say this discovery symbolizes a step forward in LZ's sensitivity and a window into the behavior of the particles that make up the stars. A national publication has named Sanford Health President and CEO Bill Gassen to its list of 100 most influential people in healthcare of 2025. It's the fourth consecutive year Gassen has made the list. The senior editors of Modern Healthcare come up with the ranking. Gassen is 28th on the list of 100, which includes other hospital leaders, insurance providers, and national healthcare advocates. In a statement, Gassen says he's especially proud of Sanford's work to provide healthcare in rural America. He's been CEO of Sanford Health since 2020. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.